Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host today, Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm so excited about our guest, Jamie Lerner. Jamie is the co-author of the book, The Ever-Loving Essence of You. She can put a fresh spin on just about anything that anyone throws her way. Her unique and masterful ability to reframe even the most difficult situations is astounding. All of a sudden, your biggest nightmare becomes your greatest pleasure as she lovingly helps you sift through the contrast and find that small opening of light that quickly becomes your greatest jumping off point for clarity. Jamie is an asset to any corporate setting. She is easily able to untangle the issues at hand and move right along into helping facilitate a solution-based platform for creative, productive, good-feeling collaboration and change. It is my pleasure to welcome Jamie to our show.
Thank you so much, Belinda, for having me.
Wonderful. Well, let's just jump right in here so that our listeners can have a better sense of exactly what it is that you're doing and how you got to this place. So why don't we fill in a little bit of gaps from your bio and take us on this journey with you on how you got where you are today.
Okay, very good. Well, I was born with a knowing, and I think we all are. My training is psychotherapy, and when I was very young, I was always fascinated by the relationships, interpersonal relationships between people. And I went on to get my degree. First, I got my master's in social work. And then I, through many of my internships, did a lot of psychotherapy. So I opened a private practice and I started to work with people doing just that, psychotherapy, which is really asking people to look back. And something I was never quite comfortable with, because I realized that as we're looking back and spending so much time on what was, we're really not able to be present in the moment and move towards what we're wanting. So I gave up my private practice and I studied and I traveled. And now I do something called the Integrative Approach to Well-Being, which assists people in assisting themselves from getting to where they are in this moment to where they would like to be. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, fantastic. So how has the business shaped your lifestyle today?
Well, my lifestyle has actually shaped my business. And I am very passionate about talking and living and being the living, breathing example of all that is possible, because I believe that if we shape our business around our lifestyle instead of our lifestyle being shaped around our business, that we become successful people because we are happier. And when we are happier, then we are providing a great service to ourselves and all the other people that we are servicing. So my business went from having an office to being completely mobile. And I talk with people on the phone, I do Skype with them, and then I have something that is called the Quickie, which is a lovely texting option. And what I realize is that we're all very busy, and if we can connect with people in a way that works for them in their travels from here to there, or in moments when maybe it's after business hours but it's quiet, then that really is helpful to them, and it also works very much for me.
That's great. What was the name of that assistant that you use, or the device that you use?
So it's not a device. Okay. It's a service that I offer called the Quickie, and it's a lovely texting option. And it's on my website.
Oh,
and
okay.
Actually, at this time, I'm also offering 15 minutes of free texting time to introduce the services. But it's wonderful. It's just another way to connect with people and assist them in assisting themselves.
Okay. What have you identified as a couple of your skill sets that have really helped you to move your business forward?
Well, I think that I'm masterful in helping people reframe their current situation. And I think that is business providers. If we could really hone in on a few things that we're very, very good at and promote those things, then that is, I think, what creates success. Also, for my particular business, a lot of my success has nothing to do with me. My success is when my client is successful. And so how can I better assist my clients in assisting themselves so that they no longer need me? Which probably sounds like a very bad business model, but it is a business model that I personally believe in very much. To not need me anymore means I've been extremely successful in assisting you.
Okay. So let's talk about one of your most outstanding accomplishments that you've achieved.
Well, I think that, is this from a business perspective or a personal perspective, or?
It could be either or both, whatever you would like to share, because sometimes they sort of intertwine. You might have had that personal accomplishment because of your business or vice versa, or you can just pick business, isolate business specific. So whichever you'd like.
Okay. Well, I think I've created a really good balance between work and pleasure and family and work. And I have created a business that allows me to always feel good about what I'm doing wherever I am. And that's really great because I think when work feels like play, then you know you've got it right. And right now, I feel like I'm in that good place.
Very good. So what is one of your greatest challenges that you've had? And I'd love you to share a more specific story, if you could, just because I think all of us in trying to own our own businesses, we have different things that we faced and then how you worked through that.
Well, I think that it seems to others that what I do is so easy. And that the business model that I've created often seems like almost impossible because it is so easy. So one of my greatest opportunities and pleasures is helping people understand that you can make your business as fun and as easy as you choose to. Like, it can be really hard if that's your belief system. And it's interesting because we are put on a pedestal when we are working very hard and when we are telling people how difficult and how challenging everything has been for us. And yet, I don't buy into that at all. I do not believe that anything about your business has to be difficult. And so that has kind of been interesting for me in terms of how I present what I do to others and helping them to see that there are endless opportunities in contrast. Contrast is just something other than what we're wanting, and how we can look at contrast is a way to understand a new desire. So don't talk about the things in your business that aren't working, because when you do, you will have more of just that. But when we talk about the things in our business that is working, and that is our focus, more things in our business works.
Okay, very good. So let's talk about, what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Well, I think moment by moment, the opportunity to remain connected to ourselves, which is an interesting opportunity for many, to be present, to be in our now, and to be connected. When we're connected, I think we're happy. And then we also have some opportunities to recreate a loving relationship with ourselves. And from that relationship with ourselves that we're creating and recreating, that becomes the foundation for every other relationship that we go on to have, whether it's a business relationship or whether it's a personal relationship. So the happier that we are as people, I think the more productive we are in every aspect of our life. So I'm very passionate about self-love, taking time for yourself, nurturing yourself, nourishing yourself first. And then from that place of being very full, spill over into and onto everything else that you're trying to achieve.
Okay. So let's talk about what kind of advice that you would give to others who want to be entrepreneurs.
Well, I don't like to give advice, but I would say that it would be really helpful to sit and write and dream and organize and create and not discuss any of it with any other person until you've really got it down. Because at the onset of many businesses, especially for entrepreneurs, they ask everyone around them what they should do or what they think about this or what they think about that. And none of that is relevant. If you have a great business idea and a great business plan and it's something that you're passionate about, create it. And then instead of discussing it, present it. There's a difference. We can discuss it and ask for others to chime in, or we can just present it knowing that this is what we have to offer and it's fantastic.
All right, so give me a little bit more of an idea, and our listeners as well, like what a typical client looks like for you, what a day in the life might be with your work, just so that we have a clear understanding of exactly, you know, what you do and what services that you might offer.
Clients first go to my website, and the way I've structured my business, the minute you go to the website, either you know you would like to work with me or you would not. It's a feeling kind of website, and it resonates with some people and other people it doesn't. And so that's been really helpful for me to kind of sift out clients that would not work well with me. Everything about my business is on the website, so we really don't need to spend any time discussing the particulars about the cost, the time, or the process. There's questions on there, frequently asked questions, there's answers, there's testimonials. So it's really an opportunity for someone to have complete understanding of what they're going to be getting as a service if they reach out to me. Once they do reach out to me, I get back to them very quickly and I ask them what they need. How much time would you like to purchase? The time with me is purchased in packages of time, and people use it as they wish, when they wish. But they choose how much time they want with me, because I believe that people know what they need and want for themselves. No one knows better for you than you. And when you trust yourself and look inward, you realize that that is the case. So once someone decides how much time they want, we set up an appointment, and either it can be on the phone, it can be Skyping, or they can purchase texting time. And the first thing I do is ask people what they're wanting for themselves in this moment, which is a really interesting question, because I think that people are so used to telling us what they don't want. And interestingly enough, that's what they get more of, what they don't want. So the process in which I work with people is really fun. It's really playful. And it really focuses on where you are in this moment and where you'd like to be.
Perfect.
Yes.
So share with us some new and exciting things that you're working on. And then I'd love you to close with how our listeners can find you.
Okay. Well, I'm in the process of writing a second book. And the first book, The Ever-Loving Essence of You, is a wonderful resource. It's also on the website. I'm also working with some other people to develop my quickie texting time. I've just actually have some new clients that are from the other side of the world, which is really fun. So it's become global instead of just in the U.S., which is really exciting. And yeah, I'm just enjoying every single moment of my life right now, business and personal, because I've combined them in such a way that it is all coming from my happy place.
Okay. And Facebook, website, where can we find you?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. I put out an inspirational message every day. And my website is www.jamie-lerner.com.
Perfect. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for spending this time with us and enlightening our audience. I have enjoyed our time, and I'm sure they did as well, and walked away with some really wonderful gold nuggets. So thank you, and I wish you much continued success on your business.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends, and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.